What is the background to the story of the Coast Guard lieutenant, terrorist suspect, Dan LaMoth, national security correspondent of the Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com, with us live? Dan, what appears to be the progress of the investigation? What is known about this guy? And what about, strangely, I guess, people working with him never suspected this, at least at the time?
Yes, so this lieutenant appeared in court this week, and it sounds like the investigation goes back a number of months. What really seems to have put authorities onto him is actually a program the Coast Guard itself has that looks for insider threats of various kinds. Prosecutors have said that some of the searches he did on his work computer specifically prompted concern, prompted the Coast Guard Investigative Service to start looking at this, and eventually the FBI became involved as well.
If I could interrupt there, I mean, if he hadn't been so foolish as to do this on a work computer, considering his station in life, maybe we wouldn't know about this plot.
Certainly, if he had been working elsewhere or doing this at home, perhaps he was doing it at home as well, but yes. Specifically, you're connected to a government network. These sorts of things are monitored really across the board, not just in the military.
And he kind of interconnected with like-minded minds around the world?
Yes, the indictment, some of the filings this week have pointed to him writing letters. He calls himself a white nationalist. He's talking about specific other individuals. We may recall the attack on Norway a few years ago, that was someone that he was reading the writings of. And yes, I mean, this catches many people at Coast Guard headquarters by surprise.
So what is next now for him?
We'll continue to see how this case plays out in court. For now, he has been held for the next 14 days as they consider additional charges. Right now, he's facing mostly drug and weapon charges, but they're looking at other charges, probably more along terrorism lines.
Other than his possession of an amazing amount of weaponry, any indication that he had specifically plotted the blueprint for going after a particular person or people?
The concerns, he had what appears to be a few dozen weapons, which sounds like a lot for some folk, but there are many, particularly people in the military, who have this as a hobby. What really triggered the concern, in part, was sort of a target list that he had put together, members of the media, various lawmakers, and that he was sort of looking at how he might at some point pursue that.
And although he had connected with like-minded people, he was primarily operating alone, it would appear, in terms of this specific plot?
Everything I have read in the filings would suggest that he has largely reached out and sort of emailed and sent letters, those sorts of things, but that there was no broader network, at least in concrete terms.
All right, Dan LaMoth, Washington Post. Thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thanks.